Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I'm Natalie Torres-Haddad, and I am really excited to be doing this episode, not because it's been a while since I've done a solo one, but truthfully, because I think it's time to be able to talk about what's been going on. All of us are either dealing with this pandemic or freaking about what COVID could be to us and what the future would look like, and more importantly, what will our normal life look like afterwards. And I say normal in really in parentheses because our normal is going to be completely different, and I hopefully for the better. I'm a very optimistic person, so I have to look at it in that sense. But I also am realistic in the sense where we need to pivot and we need to figure out how we can adapt and be accommodating and be able to work with people, because obviously things are going to be and have already started to change. Since I last did an episode, this was before everything had broken out. And actually about 2 months ago, I was speaking at PodFest, which was the very last live event I did in Florida. And honestly, the 2 days after I arrived back home in Los Angeles, everything was on lockdown because of COVID. I'm glad to say that no one in my family has it. One of my cousins did, and he's more than fine now. And just obviously, we're all just trying to recover and make sure we're all healthy. But I wanted to do this episode too, because it obviously puts a lot of things in perspective when you see people around you getting sick or just frantic about what's going on, and job losses and really just career changes that are happening. So I wanted to do two things really for this particular podcast. One, give you guys an update what I've been up to, what's going on with the podcast, what you can expect to see in the future. And then secondly, hopefully to motivate you to take the time for yourself in order to do what it is that you want, whether it's for your career, whether it's educating yourself, whether it's just really taking the next step. So first off, I'm extremely humbled and really fortunate that I was recently featured on Forbes. I can't even say it out loud because it still feels one surreal and really a dream come true. It's something that I thought would never really happen. It would have been an awesome if it would have did, and it obviously did by coincidence. So you never know who's listening or who's watching, and I recommend you to always make sure you're on your game. Because I was actually teaching a webinar, and it was about 100 attendees from people all over the country, and it was being hosted by this awesome organization. And one of the attendees happened to be a writer, one of the columnists for Forbes, happened to hear my entire presentation, which was about an hour long of me just talking, spieling, and having wonderful, beautiful faces looking back at me. But that was pretty much it. It was me being as interactive as possible virtually. And the funny thing is, she reached out to me a couple days later and said, "I love what you're teaching. I saw a little bit about your bio, your info, and I'd like to feature you." I said, "Of course, let me know what you need." And 2 days later, after she interviewed me with the tons of questions, you never know what you're going to get. You never know what they're going to take. You never know how you sounded. And after the interview, I always somehow feel a sense of vulnerability or regret. And it's because you either share vulnerable stuff, or you just really sometimes rehash things that you never really thought you have to, or really start to question where your path is. Anyways, at the end, I love the entire feature was amazing. And as if you could see, you could probably hear my dogs in the background. This is part of living and working at home right now. It's been a little chaos, especially I know a lot of people are with the family, just trying to keep it quiet. Anyhow, so that was a really cool thing because it obviously opened up doors for me. It builds this credibility. And I know a lot of you are always itching to be out and about and being able to be seen in a public eye. And whenever you get an opportunity to be featured, take it, even if it's scary, even if you don't know what the outcome will be, whether it's horrible or great, it's still PR out there for you, right? So definitely be able to reach for those and dream big, right? Put it out there, write it out in your journal, let people know this is something that you'd want. And you never know, it's always someone that connects you and might be watching you. So I could have taken that webinar a little lightly and not take it as serious, but I obviously did because obviously that's what you're hired to do, and you want to make sure you always make a great impression on each company that you work for. Next, this project, we're already in May, which is Mental Health Month. And for me, obviously, I advocate for mental health, not just financial literacy, but I wanted this podcast to be about the combination of both and being able to interview people that have not only succeeded in their fields and their industries, but really how they managed to keep their mental health sane, because it's not easy. The better you do, the higher you get up, the really accomplishing a lot of your goals sometimes takes a toll on you because you have this the ups and the lows and this high that you get from, you know, when something goes well and then you start back again with the whole new project. So mental health, I wanted to make sure I'm also not only practicing what I preach, but putting it into action. So this next month. I've taken time to be in a cabin up in the mountains with my husband. It's going to be awesome because this is something we just need as well. And being able to disconnect, which is really difficult, especially everything on my platform is mostly social media and online lately. And that's something that I feel I need to, in order to be able to step back, to reorganize, to go through and rethink things that I've already planned out, to one, either make sure I'm still on the path towards that direction, or to alter a few things that no longer really serve my purpose. And I think this is always a difficult thing to do, but I always recommend people, there's a bunch of books that you can read. One of my favorites is The Artist's Way at Work. And there's also, it's called The Artist's Way. And then she did a one buff for The Artist's Way at Work. And it's a 12-week program. I believe her last name is Julie something. I'll put that in the notes. But it's taking that time to just be creative and being able to apply it to your work and your career. And so I have three books that are officially almost done, which has been, one of them took 5 years, the other one three. The other one I think stopped counting because it just took too long. but this is the time to do so. And before this whole outbreak, I actually had that on my goal. And shout out to my coach, Wilder Coach. I had been working with her since last year, and she knew that this was on my top list. And I said, I need to slow things down. I need to travel less. I need to work outside of the state less, because not only does that obviously take time away, but I want to work on finish these projects that I've been wanting to do, wanting to finish, because the need is out there. One specifically for teens, one specifically for college students, and then one's for those that really want to get themselves in the public speaking arena, because I get so many emails on that. And so I thought, why not present it in a way, the tips that I've learned from my mentors, my own experiences, and also my TEDx experiences. So very few people have that platform that I'm going to use. So I wanted to make sure I do that, and incorporating some new things. As of last year, I started doing more teaching financial literacy through dance. And I think this is like such a cool outlet because very few people are doing it. Actually, I have not seen anyone actually do it in that sense. My background I have more than 7 years in dance. It's been a while, but this is really cool way to get back into what I always felt was my element. So I'm really excited to share that. And then also some vault episodes. By the vault, I mean, these are episodes that I've recorded in the past 2 years. Because of my life, my time constraint, all of these things happen. And honestly, these episodes don't happen without my team. I mean, it's amazing to see what you can do with one episode, and people don't see the behind the work. So shout out to Robert and to definitely Carmen and all these people that have made this possible, and Nisi who did the music, because it takes a group. It takes a team to get it done. And for those that do it alone, you are a superhero. I mean, what else can I say? Because you're doing it every day. And so for me, it's taking this time and saying that I'm going to still do my best to make sure that we publish them out every 20th on the 20th, right? So 20 on the 20th. But if not, if you don't see that happening, and it's just because we have to take time and pivot for ourselves. And that's something that I said I would do more than anything these next few months, because I also have a few family members that have been sick, and luckily they're doing better. But it's being able to focus and direct yourself, your energy to those people in your life. And so for me, that's something. And pivoting does not mean that it's over. It doesn't mean it's closed. Pivoting sometimes just means it's a pause, or it's a turn, or it's a U-turn, or it's a step back. And most recently, I actually just had a birthday last week, and you always start to reminisce about, wow, you know, the things that you've done and things you want to do. But it also made me realize there's a few things that I want to step back and really not only say, take it apart and analyze it, but just have that time for me to sit with it before I let it back out into the world. And sometimes we need to do that. I've learned that from some incredible people that, I mean, have been multimillionaires, self-made for years, but every single time they had to pivot. I'm lucky enough, one of them, she's had so many different businesses, from a travel agency back then when you had to go into an actual agency to get your book travel internationally, to having a restaurant for how many years, and she's always had over 100 employees, and now doing a floral business on the weekend. And it's incredible, because I always think, how do you do this? And she's well into her 60s, but the best advice she gives me is, she's like, when you find something you love and you're passionate, yeah, you start it off. Like, she started off doing, you know, she loves cooking Mexican food. And so she decided to open a restaurant and had it for almost a decade, and ran it really well. And so what you start applying, it's basically creating systems, and it always takes time in the beginning. So for me, it's also creating those systems, working with the right companies, the right partners. I have a lot of stuff coming up that we've been working on, creating content the last gosh, almost a year now. Meeting some of it has been in studio, and it's been interesting filming some things in the studio with COVID happening, because it's functionally no one's in the actual studio. Everyone's totally distanced in a different room. So that's been a very interesting experience, but being able to create some of this content has been so cool. And my thing is being able to produce not only quality content, but content that isn't out there. So some of you that are listening to this are either doing your own podcast or have a different platform, but it's okay to create your own path within that platform. A lot of people told me, you're doing bilingual, why? And I said, well, because that happens to be my market. And it happens to be a lot of people that I didn't even think were in my market were only English speaking, but they wanted to learn Spanish. And I said, what better way but to be able to provide them that content? And so being able one to go back and say, I can pivot and it'll be okay. And if I do decide to quit something, it's not forever. It could be just at this moment. And being able to surround myself with a group of people that will not only guide me, but hopefully hold my hand when I need it. And today was a perfect idea. I had a really rough morning, and one of who I consider one of my best friends, but she's also one of my go-to when it comes to business questions. And we bounce ideas off of each other. And we had that moment too, where she's like, oh yeah, she was up at 2 a.m. helping her daughter who was sick. And it's funny, because sometimes I'm up at a random time too, and I'll email her and I'm like, what do you think of this? And it's always great to bounce back with someone else that can give you some of the insights that you probably weren't thinking about, or some things to look out for, and just kind of keep it realistic. So it's important to have that, what I call your tribe or your accountability group, because that's what's really going to get you in the long way. It's really difficult to do it all on your own. And it's also been a learning experience for me. This whole podcasting journey has been incredibly different, not what I've done before, because it's been trying to figure out how I still sound authentically, how I can be able to share my platform with other people, and also more importantly, how to do it now virtual as well as not just audio, but through video. And so that's always a new arena for me. And, you know, working with other people, and I'm working on this coming season too to have more guest hosts, because I think that's a great way to shine light with people that are creating their own podcasts now, and or creating soon to be creating podcasts. Because you know what, there's a voice in every single one of us, a unique experience, and why not hear from it if it's going to be helpful for others, more importantly. At least that's what I think. But granted, I've heard podcasts that are not about that, and they're still entertaining. So what it is that you choose your own path. But before I end, I did want to say thank you so much. If you have any questions, any comments, or any ideas, I would love to hear from you. Please reach out, because that's how I get a chance to create specific content when it comes to podcasting. And being able to connect with other people and see what they're doing differently is really important. And if you feel like you're starting out, like, sorry, there's probably a car in the background because it's LA. Once in a while, there's some huge motor that passes by. But you know, make this opportunity for you to create a voice that you want for yourself. And that's something that I want to always be true to myself. And I think that's what reminds me of my childlike mentality, where I don't ever want to sound like I'm someone else, or I never want to sound like the same thing that everyone's heard over and over. I want it to be hopefully as fresh as possible from my perspective. And also more importantly, helpful for those people that are just needing those financial resources. I've talked about documentaries, books, people that really have influenced me, and I share that all the time. So whether you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, or just any type of live event that you see me, this is why I want to continue to do episodes like this, but more importantly, to make it in a sense where it's also bilingual. So make sure you reach out to us. And it's once again, financiallysavvyin20minutes.com, and follow me on Financially Savvy Latina, which is my Instagram. But I look forward to hearing from you, because there is so many more episodes coming up that I just can't wait to get them out. And I know they need to be out soon, because they're still relevant. And more importantly, it's information from people that I've adored, followed, or learned so much from. So I look forward to helping you find out what you can avoid too, as far as any mistakes, but learn from their tricks, their tips, and most importantly, their tribulation. So thank you so much for being a part of this journey with me. And I look forward to seeing you on season 4. I'm Natalie Torres Haddad, aka Financially Savvy Latina. We'll see you at the next Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes.